Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, we're keeping this apolitical, but we are going to the source to get the facts. Here is the story from yesterday. The painkiller acetaminophen is one of the most widely taken drugs during pregnancy, used by roughly half of all pregnant women worldwide. But as of yesterday, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, announced that it would slap a new warning label on the drug, aka Tylenol, citing a possible association between autism in children and the use of acetaminophen. The president yesterday announced, and he was not nuanced in his language, quote, "Don't take Tylenol. Fight like hell not to take it." His words, not mine. Let us bring in from the University of Kansas Health System, Dr. Stephen Lauer, MD, PhD, specializing in pediatrics, educated at the University of California, Irvine. Dr. Lauer, welcome and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Dr. Lauer. We know that health officials around the world have sort of come out in the last 24 hours in response to this. Can you help clear up any confusion for our women who are listening that don't know what to think?
Sure. So I think the way to look at that is, the way we go at looking at any scientific medical study that comes out is to evaluate on what it says and then how it fits into the previously accumulated body of evidence in the field and see if this new evidence shifts the consensus of opinion. And from a scientific perspective, the most recent study that's being cited did not shift that consensus. Acetaminophen, when used as recommended, remains a safe and effective medication for women during pregnancy.
One of the things I read that was interesting to me, Dr. Lauer, today was that sibling studies have shown no causal link. Why is that important?
Well, a lot of the studies that are done at population levels take a look backwards and get reports from people about what they took during pregnancy and what their children are like once they were born. That relies on a lot of anecdotal evidence. Do you remember what you did? It's challenging to do that and get accurate studies. Those SIB studies allow a much more closely regulated look at what actually happened, what were the outcomes, and are generally more reliable studies than the recall ones that a lot of these studies, other studies are. Those SIB studies in general have shown that this effect and worry about acetaminophen during pregnancy goes away. So a more rigorous study seems to really get that effect down to nothing. There not really being any effect of this. None of them are definitive. None of them definitive, absolutely say, but the overall consensus from all the studies of decades of work is that this link does not exist.
We're speaking with Dr. Stephen Lauer with the University of Kansas Health System. What has been the reaction, doctor, within the medical community? I'm sure that you speak with plenty of your colleagues every day. What has been the reaction?
Well, people want to just be able to stick to our work in the way that it is done. What's the evidence? What's the best job we can be doing for patients every day? We all know this changes as you go along and new evidence becomes available, but physicians just want to be able to do their work with their patients with the best evidence that's available and continue to work with our patients to improve their health.
If there is no link, or no at least scientific link as of yet, between acetaminophen and autism, how do you explain the, I wouldn't say meteoric, but certainly the rise in autism diagnoses over the last few decades?
Yeah, of course. So autism was initially described in, I think it was 1943. And as with any medical diagnosis, the first patients identified were very severe. I mean, there were the classic cases. As we have proceeded over the years, and people understand some of those communication and social interaction problems that occur with autistic patients, we got a lot more nuanced in understanding how that worked and realizing that some of these characteristics existed in less severe forms mm-hmm. in a wider variety of patients. So the diagnostic criteria for autism have expanded considerably, both in the 90s and in the most recent edition of the diagnostic manual that defines autism. So there's certainly been a widening of the criteria to capture more patients, understand that these basic issues exist in a lot of people. So there's a wider diagnostic net that's been allowed in diagnosing more people.
Right.
Are there other things out there in the world that can be causing and playing into it? We know autism is a mix of genetics and environment, and you continue to look for those environmental cues or those environmental exposures that could be contributing.
It's why their symbol is the puzzle piece. I always talk about this, Dr. Lauer, when you see a family with the puzzle piece, I always think, my gosh, I just want to hug that mom and dad, because everyone so badly wants an answer to this puzzle. And they are looking at sometimes a correlation versus causation. And then you throw in the internet, doctor, and you understand that people want answers, but that also kind of makes things a stew of a mess.
Yeah, obviously a very challenging diagnosis for many families to receive, and then realize it's a lifelong diagnosis. This is your child is different from the neurotypical brain. How is that going to work, and what challenges is that going to present for you? But the need and the want to try and identify a cause is very unlikely to come out of this. The developing brain is an incredibly complex process. Hundreds of different things are going to go into this, and to look for a single cause that this is what does it is just extremely unlikely. Much more important, I think, that we be identifying. I mean, we got to keep looking for causes, and what can we do that would mitigate this and try and block any possible new diagnosis that we can. But also very important that we were working, realizing that there are a large number of children and even ongoing adults being diagnosed with autism, and what are the services we provide for them that allow them to deal with the challenges that come with that.
Two quick questions, doctor, if I could. Have any environmental causes been identified yet?
Well, there's... The real answer is there's no specific, if you take, you know, a cause would be something, if you take this and are exposed to it, you get autism. And there isn't, the answer to that, as far as I know, is no. There are things we know are bad for, are harmful to a developing fetus. Alcohol being the classic case, that's a bad thing and can cause neurodevelopmental problems. But there's no specific cause where if you take this, your child will have autism. That's that's just not how this is playing out. It's a complex interplay in as that fetus develops and that brain grows.
And at least lastly for me, you had mentioned that autism was first classified in 1943, and I think you made the argument, and I have no reason to doubt you or disagree with you, that it was a very severe case of autism, which likely leads people to believe that autism has been around in lesser forms or undiagnosed forms for much longer. And you mentioned the year specifically, 1943. I made a note of it. Tylenol, acetaminophen, mm-hmm. wasn't even invented until 1955. 12 years later.
So, yes. Yeah. So, again, there is no single identifiable cause. To your other point, it was the autism was medically described in 1943. That's not when the first case was. This has been around likely as long as human beings have been around. Again, the brain... A neurotypical brain to develop is a remarkable process. Mm. And the multiple ways you get to the neurodiversity that, you know, constitutes humanity, we just don't understand it that well. But it's not simple. It's not new. It has likely been with us for a very, very long time. We just got around to defining it. Yeah, beginning in the middle 40s.
And for women specifically who are listening or expecting, Dr. Lauer, I assume you're going to say speak to your doctor, your physician, your clinician if you have questions.
So in this, one thing that I did find as we went through this most recent paper was in their conclusions, they said, and I quote, "We advocate for a cautious, time-limited acetaminophen use under medical guidance." To which we would go, yes, we agree. That's what they should be. Check with your obstetrician, have those careful conversations about what's safe for you and your baby as you're pregnant, and continue that relationship with your obstetrician to define, or your family medicine physician, whoever is managing your care, to manage this you safely through that pregnancy.
Dr. Lauer, thank you for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. That's Dr. Stephen Lauer with the University of Kansas Health System. We did it. I think that was very apolitical. Congratulations, us. Yay, us.
Talk to your doctor if you have questions about your health care. Absolutely.
913-586-7798.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
So Disney Plus today unveiled new price increases for its streaming subscription packages beginning October 21st. Haven't they been in the news enough lately, Kimmel? The standalone Disney Plus ad-supported plan, so if you don't have Hulu bundled in with it and you allow commercials, that Disney Plus plan is going to see a $2 increase to $11.99 per month, while the premium no ads plan will jump $3 to $18.99 per month. The Disney Plus and Hulu ad-supported package, the bundle, will increase by $2 per month. And both of the bundles with Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN, so ad or no ads, that's going to increase $3 a month.
And add it to all of your other subscriptions, and we've now shattered what we were all paying for cable.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about whether or not
the whole point.
We talked about whether or not you would rent your house out for the World Cup yesterday after I found that listing in Weston for $1,100 a night for a room in Weston, right?
For a room, not the house.
One room. Long Island homeowners are charging rates starting at $25,000 for five nights as Ryder Cup fans scramble for lodging. $25,000. That's in Long Island. I'm not saying we're more expensive, less expensive, better or worse. 25 grand for Ryder Cup week.
Mm-hmm.
Ryder Cup's at Bethpage. Can you get $25,000 here when the World Cup comes in? I talked to Carrie about it after you and I talked on the air about it.
Oh, and what did she say?
She said, for anyone thinking, even thinking about renting out your home or renting out a room,
mm-hmm.
She said, you had better wait until December when they announce which teams are coming.
That's exactly right.
For a couple reasons. You said, Scott, number one, maybe they're super popular teams. Maybe they're not. We don't know who we're going to get here. But she said, you know.
Don't rent to the English.
Well, that's not what she said. But she said, you want to make, let's say it a better way.
Don't rent to the English, the Germans, or the French.
She said, you want to make an informed decision. And if you just go putting your house on Airbnb right now, you don't know who's coming to our city right now.
That is correct.
She said, wait until December. Is it December 8th, Sam? See when the announcement is what teams are coming here. Then decide whether you want to rent. And here's the other thing no one's thinking about. She said, most of these renters, probably going to be fine. They're coming in from all over the world.
No, they're not. Not if they're English.
They are international.
Yep.
They are international renters. So she said, if the you-know-what hits the fan with your property, this is not someone coming in from Florida for the weekend where you can hunt them down and sue them. She goes, if something goes wrong with a group of international visitors that you have allowed into your home, good luck.
They beeline it back to wherever they came from.
They're going to beeline it back to wherever.
And you'll never find them again.
And she said, you're not going to get any resolution if your house is trashed.
I thought I'd talked you guys out of this yesterday.
Well, you didn't have to talk me out. I was never talked in.
Well, people were throwing out factors, 20, 30, 40 grand. I was like, we sure we don't want to think about that? And Carrie goes, no way. She said, we don't know who's coming. They could all be wonderful. But she said to make an informed decision,
from England or
you have
Germany.
To wait. And she did say a lot of those folks are going to be partiers, you know. But people rent out their houses in Scottsdale for the Waste Management Open. Now, I wouldn't do that.
But again, those people typically are from the United States. You can hunt them down. You can file suit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Good luck.
Mm-hmm. Hoodlum. a violent criminal or troublemaker.
Mm-hmm. Secondary definition, FIFA World Cup fan. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm trying to see where the origins of the word hoodlum came from, but it's usually these days used to describe English soccer fans.
Okay.
It says here the origins of the word hoodlum have been described as lost.
And again, these people aren't coming over here for a business trip. They're literally coming here to party.
That's exactly right. There is no way I'm even renting out a room in my house, much less my entire house. I would be sitting in a lawn chair in the front yard all night, every night.
You'd be like Nick Saban in that VRBO commercial.
Yes.
Hilarious, by the way.
Oh, yes. No fun.
Yes.
No showers over 5 minutes.
This ain't a hotel. I will tell you this. One of the residents that's renting out near Bethpage says they are renting their home out through a hospitality company. I didn't even know this thing existed, but
what does that even mean?
Maybe you rent it out through some local entity that is in charge of making sure there's a contract, making sure there's a rider that says if you do, you know, if you urinate on my carpet,
yeah,
it's an extra 10 grand.
Good luck getting that contract enforced in a German court.
That's the problem, right?
Or a Spanish court, or a South Korean court, or a Nigerian court. It's not going to happen. If they screw up your house, okay?
Right.
Two things. Number one, try getting anything out of them. And then, because your insurance company is going to tell you, don't do this. We're not agreeing to this.
Oh, no, forget that. People aren't going to tell their insurance companies they're doing this.
Exactly my point.
Like, why are there a bunch of people who speak Uruguayan in your house? They're friends.
So then when you call your insurance company to get tens of thousands of dollars in repairs and you lie and say that you accidentally caused it, not some guy from South Korea.
You set your own sofa on fire?
And there's insurance fraud.
And so you're exactly going to how many people were jumping up and down in your living room that made the floor collapse? I got a lot of friends.
And you knew how many
Goal!
Of them? I mean, there is
And you're telling me it happened in the 34th minute of that game? Huh. Interesting.
And then again in the 89th? Mm. When the game went from a score of 1-1 to 2-1 out of nowhere? Huh. I mean, come on. Listen, I'm all for making money.
If it's a corporate sponsor, I would consider it.
Nope. Because they don't care about your house.
But again, that corporate sponsor, it's not like they're going to be like, yep, we got breakfast at 6 a.m. Everybody be in bed by 8:30. No.
You're right. I know. There's a lot of drinking. I know.
Scott will be by at 6:30 to turn on Wheel of Fortune for you. And then he'll leave.
No, they're going to be like, here's the 9 kegs you ordered. See you tomorrow.
Right. And then my neighbors complain to the HOA. I get in trouble. I can't lie to my insurance company now.
Quoting here from one of the homeowners, what's the worst that could happen? I have to buy new linens or even a new bed? I'm like, no, that's not the worst that could happen, actually.
No, you'd have to get new drywall, a new TV because it's been smashed when their team lost.
Here's one. Someone slips and falls and whacks their head on your bathtub, okay, and dies.
Right.
And not to mention in Shawnee, you're also in violation of the law.
Correct. That is correct.
You don't think everybody's going to look the other way just a little bit when the World Cup comes into town?
I don't think cities will, no. I think homeowners will.
I'm not doing it. I just find the whole conversation very interesting.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Story here from the USA Today. Authorities are looking for a Carnival Cruise Line passenger who went missing in Bonaire, I believe is how it's pronounced. Jessica Collins, a 47-year-old American guest sailing on Carnival Horizon, did not return to the ship following its September 17th stop in the Caribbean island. Local authorities are working with the public entity, the Port Authority, Carnival Cruise Line security, blah, blah, blah.
Wait, like they disembarked and went on an excursion and she didn't come back? Or like this is a Dateline episode and we just don't know what his name is yet?
I think it's that she debarked from the plane or from the ship and did not come back. It says here, Carnival told the USA Today that the passenger, quote, debarked with all her belongings in her backpack, left a cash gratuity for the stateroom attendant and a thank you note.
Huh.
The guest subsequently texted a member of our care team who had been trying to reach her, saying she was safe and did not want to be found or contacted again. So she's still alive.
I just learned that debark is a synonym of disembark.
I did not know that either, and I thought he was mispronouncing it, and I was about to make fun of him.
When I hear debark, I picture a guy with a tree taking the bark off.
Oh, I pictured someone telling a dog to shut up.
That too.
I pictured a dog getting surgery on its throat so it could never bark again.
Debark?
Let's go with disembarked.
I'm reading from this statement. I can't change the words of their statement.
Well, they're wrong.
They use the word debarked.
Disembark is the more
you have
version.
The right as an adult to disembark and be left alone.
I don't disagree with you. And I also agree that disembark sounds more proper.
Also have the right to take the bark off a tree if you want to.
I mean, you could. Do you own the tree?
I don't think you should have surgery on your dog's throat to make them stop being able to bark unless they're completely annoying or a chihuahua.
I would agree with that one.
The 8-day Southern Caribbean cruise departed from Miami on September 13th, and she just does not want to be found. Leave her alone. She answered the phone when you called after she debarked. She said, I'm fine, and I am safe. I don't want to be found or contacted again.
Wow.
Do not call me back.
But wouldn't you? I mean, you would want to know why, but she does not owe anyone an explanation.
She doesn't have to give you one. If I don't want to be found again, and I've debarked from the Carnival Cruise Line, and I tell you, do not contact me again. I am safe. I am alive. Leave me alone. Okay.
Debarked.
Don't try to embark back onto our ship. You're gone.
Once you debark, you ain't embarking,
that's right.
Woman.
That's right.
What about re-embarking?
You can't even re-embark.
Also outlawed, Sam.
Can't do either. So, anyway. wow. Gutsy move. A driver evaded police by going airborne over a raised drawbridge in Washington. I'm not even mad. I'm impressed.
I said the same thing.
You jumped a raised drawbridge?
When was the last time you were at a drawbridge and the light started to go and the arm came down and you thought, I'm in the pole position here. I'm going to try it.
No. Well, first of all, no, never. And I don't even know that I've ever seen a bridge drawn.
They are down in Mississippi everywhere. Katrina wiped out the main one and then they just made the bridge so tall because people would try to Dukes of Hazzard it. You know, that just right when it was just barely, you know, separated.
That's still gutsy. And I'm not mad. I'm impressed.
Destroyer suspensions wasn't going to do.
Police, as long as they made it.
Police responded to the driver on September 17th, so about 6 days ago, at about 12:20 p.m. Officers tried to stop the vehicle.
They tried.
When they saw it had stolen license plates, but the person wouldn't pull over. Police said that they then spotted the driver stopped in traffic near the University Bridge as it was lowering, and they tried to make a high-risk stop. The driver veered into oncoming traffic, broke through a safety gate, accelerated onto the partially raised bridge. The driver went over a gap in the bridge and went airborne.
Okay. Watch it now. Watch it now. Watch it now. Here he goes. Woo! All right. He did go airborne.
Police,
he did.
Police found the vehicle later without the driver. It was severely damaged.
You think? Watch this. Here he goes. I will say this. He did go around the crossing arm. He did Dukes of Hazzard it over, but the crack was just, it had just started to raise. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I mean, I still wouldn't do it. Look at the reverse shot here, that ding-a-ling, here he comes. It's probably a foot.
Woohoo! No, that's, well, raised about a foot, but the separation between the bridge, he's airborne for a good...
Gonk.
Probably 15 to 20 feet.
Was it worth it? Yes.
One of those dad luggage racks on the top of that car, Sam. You know, one of those like...
A fuel?
Yeah, the car is shot.
What is it, the transmission that normally drops out after you pull some stunt like that?
It depends on how hard you hit the ground.
He hit the ground pretty hard, Sam.
Yeah. Well, you have experience with that, don't you?
I don't want to talk about it.
The crazy bump?
On Highway 5 in rural Leavenworth County, yeah, we used to take some cars over that thing. And I tell you what, Brenniger and Chris Smith and I, we got airborne.
Stop.
And I mean airborne with an E on the back.
Does that bump still exist?
I don't know.
No, no.
Sam, first of all, that was 40 years ago.
They've imploded all of those, Sam, for that very reason, because kids would go out and jump that thing, and there have been deaths over the years. There have been.
We did it one time in a two-seater, all three of us in a two-seater Mazda Miata. No. Yeah. It was a Mazda Miata. And I was sitting on...
Those cars weigh like 8 pounds. I bet you flew like 30 feet.
I was sitting on Brenniger's lap in the passenger seat. And Chris was driving.
I love this line from the police department. "We were not going to attempt such a jump," Detective Pritchard said, per the outlet. "It's not the movies. We wouldn't do anything like that."
No.
We weren't going to attempt. Thank you. Thank you, officer, for clarifying.
This isn't the movies. That was in Seattle. That's right. Mysterious drones that have forced the closure of a major European airport were part of a serious attack, officials said today, hours after the latest unsettling incident over the continent's skies. As U.S. allies weigh a tougher response to what are suspected Russian incursions, NATO leaders gathered at the UN today in New York, condemning the Kremlin for a spate of incidents in recent weeks and vowed to defend itself. Authorities did not immediately assign blame for the 2 to 3 large drones that shut down the Copenhagen airport, Scandinavia's largest, last night. But police say a hybrid attack could not be ruled out. And the prime minister in Denmark called it the most serious attack on Danish critical infrastructure to date. Norway's Oslo airport also had to reopen after it shut down following 4 hours of airspace closure after a separate drone flew over their airport. These are not accidents.
No.
And if this is Russia, keep in mind, these are not, oops, sorry, we accidentally crossed over our border. Norway is the farthest west, other than Iceland, Scandinavian country. Denmark is just below it. You would have to violate some serious NATO airspace to get over these airports.
We might bring this back as a topic tomorrow. Did you see older pilots should be allowed to keep flying passenger planes, according to a Senate committee chair? Remember, we had forced retirement of our pilots here. Mm-hmm. I think it was 65. Pilots of commercial planes should now be allowed to keep flying until they are 67. Quoting here from Senator Ted Cruz, the chair of the Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee. Number one, we have a gigantic percentage of our experienced pilots all leaving the workforce, Scott. We need pilots. And number two, he says, quote, "not all senior citizens are created equal." When I think 65, by the way,
that doesn't sound senior.
That don't sound senior citizen to me.
And you know, that we had the story earlier today, a sad story out of the T-Mobile Center, where on an NBA young boy concert, whatever his name is, the headline in Channel 5 story
says elderly man.
He was 66. When I think elderly, you've got to be north of 80 now.
I agree. That's because we're getting older. 80 is now. Well, remember, it used to be 40 was over the hill. We're now way over that hill.
You're looking at it with 50s glasses now.
You will too someday, my friend. You will too. But, you know, when we were younger, I mean, I have pictures of my grandma and grandpa Parks, and they had come up to Anchorage to visit my dad and our family.
And you thought they were old.
I look back on pictures of them. Sorry, we went out in the country and we went fishing and we're having lunch on a picnic table, right? Out in the middle of Name Your National Park up in Alaska, and there's a lot.
Classic old person activity.
And I was 9, Sam. I didn't have a choice.
But at the time you thought they were old, say it.
Looking back at pictures from that day, they don't just look old. Well, they look old. And I mean like 80 years old, and they were in their early 60s.
Yeah.
They were in their 60s, Dana. And they look, my grandma looks like, what was her name? Sophia in Golden Girls?
Yes.
She looks older than that.
By the way, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, they do not have maximum age limits for pilots. And the International Air Transport Association says the proposed increase to age 67 is a cautious but reasonable step consistent with safety. I'd rather have a 67-year-old pilot.
Be careful, I'm about to put one in the business.
I know, I'm just saying, wouldn't you rather have Sully Sullenberger at the helm with a co-pilot than, you know...
Than my daughter?
No, I would be in a plane with your daughter all day long. She is going to be a great pilot.
She's going to be a huge success.
You don't even get in a plane with your daughter.
But, that's not true. I said I would with Depends undergarments.
I thought you were going to say, but it depends. And you said, no, with Depends.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Well, there's always tomorrow, Jesus.
Wasn't the rapture supposed to be today?
It was supposed to be today and tomorrow.
Oh.
A few months ago.
Do we know it wasn't and we just weren't chosen?
Saying there's a
chance.
I'm
going to be honest. I noticed a lot fewer cars on the roadways today. Mm-hmm. And when I went down to the sales pit right before the show, I only saw two salespeople. Everybody else was gone. And I'm starting to wonder.
Well, that doesn't make any sense because they would all be there. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Hey, I already made the joke about me being here.
A few months ago, according to the New York Times, a man named Joshua Malakella said in a YouTube video that he dreamed that Jesus had told him that the rapture, that's when Jesus comes down to earth and takes the living and the dead who are worthy up to heaven, and all of us heathens are left behind. I'll be honest, I haven't heard from my mom today.
We should definitely call her.
And St. Margaret would be taken up in the rapture. It's supposed to occur today and tomorrow. So we still have a chance.
Got it.
Okay. We still have a chance.
Did he want money for this prediction?
That I don't know. It apparently is on TikTok. By the way, the rapture has been Googled more today than Taylor Swift's name.
Mm. Okay. I had a dream two nights ago that my house was on fire. That comes from the show Black Rabbit that I was watching. And that a giraffe was running around and choking. And I was screaming at you, Scott, help him, help him. He needs the Heimlich. And you ran around the giraffe's neck, but the giraffe was only this big, by the way. Kind of looked more like an alpaca. And you started choking the giraffe around his neck, and I was screaming harder, harder, save him. I wanted you to save the giraffe. I dreamt that the other day.
Okay.
I don't know what dreams are, but I wouldn't take a lot of stock in, certainly in mine.
Well, metaphysics are real.
The last 2 months ago, Sam, the dream game has been strong, and they are so vivid. I had a shark attack a dog the other night. It's usually an animal doing something bad or scary.
Have you had a change in medication?
No. You know what? I was talking to my daughter about this last night.
She hasn't been taking it.
No, I have not.
Well, that would be a change in medication.
I have not had a change in medication. I don't know what it is. Do you not dream?
Of course I dream.
Do you remember them?
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, the one I have most frequently, and it's not even the majority of my dreams, I've told you this before, I'm going to take a finals at college. I don't know where the classroom is, and I haven't attended a single
class. Unprepared.
And I am going to, I know I'm walking into
failure. Last night, I was back down at Channel 5. It was not the same place, and I was roaming around, and I couldn't find my desk. And they said, oh, we moved you a long time ago. And they brought me to a different desk, and they said, do you know all these people? And I was looking around, and I go, I don't know any of these people.
There it is. From the text line, guilt over the chimney swifts.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Guilt over the birds that I did not kill.
Mm-hmm. No, I think dreams are entertaining, but I think that's all they are. I think it's your brain entertaining itself while you sleep. It's just kind of firing off on different cylinders than when you're awake.
Oh, they certainly can tell you things about your day.
But I actually...
Yeah, what you subconsciously were worried about.
Yeah.
I believe that.
But I do like some of them. I find them all entertaining. I don't have bad dreams.
Ever?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, mine are always something where I'm afraid. Always.
No. The ones I love, and I'm not trying to be sentimental, are the ones where my dad appears.
Yeah.
And I get to see him again.
Yeah.
I really like those.
Do you have him on tape anywhere, like any old like home movies?
I have one... thing of my dad on video that I'm aware of, and it was the day that Sean and I got married. He gave a toast at the reception at the Alumni Center at KU, and he was very short. He had started to fail, if you will, physically and a little bit mentally, and he said, I just want to give a toast to Mr. and Mrs. Parks, and he looked at Shonda and he said, you still got to give me a hug when you come in the door. Because she would always give him a hug when we went back to my parents' house. And that's it. That is the only thing I have of him speaking that I'm aware of. And it's literally two sentences, which stinks. Now I'm going to cry. Apparently, clutter makes you less attractive, according to a new survey. If you think leaving your socks on the floor is harmless, please know that clutter is not just an eyesore. It is quietly nuking your romance. A new nationwide survey found that living with an untidy partner can seriously dim the spark. The survey of 1,000 people in relationships found that more than a third admit that a partner's clutter has made them feel less attracted to their partner. Women are calling out mess more than men. 62% of women say their partner's chaos drives them nuts.
Oh, I would have thought more women are cluttered than men.
Oh, no. 50% of men, well, it didn't get into that. It just got into
it's true in my life.
Who found that more unattractive? Are you saying she's more cluttery?
You know it if it's you.
Birthdays today, Jason Alexander is 66. Julio Iglesias is 82. We got
to
run.
To all the girls I've loved.
Before. Sam, Stevie, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Be good.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime. At kmbz.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.